I will never forget. Mum always told me not to stare, but that time I was just following her example. We were going out to buy me a new pair of shoes after I'd destroyed the last pair by jumping in and out of the puddles at a friend's farm. They were a real mess. Mum had been surprisingly understanding. Soon after we left our building, she just stopped in the middle of the street and stared upwards and froze to the spot. Lots of other grown-ups were doing the same. A boy at school had told me that he had a friend who had a friend who knew someone that had stared up at the sun for so long that he went blind, traded the story for a kiss. I didn't believe him, but just in case, I only took a very quick glance up and quickly returned my eyes to the pavement. But I couldn't believe what I had seen, and as soon as it registered, I forgot any silly warnings and craned my neck up to see the man hanging from the roof above us.
Burst presents an original production by Simon Rushbrook. Fatal Fall.
Hanging by a thread. Going to fall. My God, I'm so heavy. No more morning fry-ups for me. These fingers that I've relied upon all my life are going to let me down just one fatal time. Let me down. Down, down, so high. I don't look down. Please let me pass out before I hit that slab of concrete.
We all stared up at him. Our necks like the ones you see at the circus where the man balances a table's worth of crockery on his chin. If you looked down for just one second, the world would come crashing down around you.
I remember when that concrete was grass. Oh, if only they'd left it green, perhaps the landing would be softer. Oh, stupid thought. How can I joke at a time like this? Going out with a smile, like the Joker in Batman. I remember that movie, first time I saw it. My first back row kiss. Thank you, Vicky Vale.
I wasn't afraid. No one was. There was no attempt to help him as he held on for his life. Their fixed expressions almost willed him to fall.
Perhaps just one glance down. Perhaps I can see a smile in the crowd. There is a crowd. Those burning eyes on the soles of my feet. There's even someone taking a picture, just waiting for me to fall. No help. My nose itches, but I can't scratch it. Oh, shit.
The first thing to fall was small. As it hit the ground, I could see it was a pair of glasses that quickly splintered into small pieces of glass. No one gave it much notice. A dog came over wagging its tail at all the excitement, sniffing around the smashed remains. I wanted to pull him away, but I felt frozen to my spot. The dog quickly learnt. He gave a small yelp and hobbled away, a small trail of red footsteps following him close. Still no one paid attention. This injury insignificant to the blood that might follow.
I feel more detached from my surroundings. Can't tell what people are doing down there, but fairly sure they're still not helping. No comfort being blind. My fear remains. The pipe seems quite solid. Perhaps I should try and raise myself up. Always hated the parallel bars at gym classes in school. Teacher told me I was useless. Perhaps I was. Perhaps I am. Not gonna try. The extra pressure will surely make it snap and quicken my fall. I think that's right. Wasn't much good at physics either. Used to be picked on. Hard to learn when you're watching your back 24 hours a day. Didn't realise I needed glasses until a year and a half of bad notes and grades. Never did catch up.
The man reminded me of Grandad as the sun reflected off his pink head. But the tufts of hair were much darker, so I knew it wasn't him. That made me feel better. It seemed better that I didn't know who he was.
What would I do in their position? People are selfish. Life flashes in front of your eyes. What life. I've worked so hard to prove I was not a loner, and just made myself more so. Till death do us part? Perhaps. Though it seems to happen during life, too. I want to remember happiness. Someone I loved. Someone who loved me back. But the sadness is overpowering.
I should have been scared. But instead, I just stared up with the others and let my mind play games with the situation. The sense of inevitable death was impossible to ignore.
I'm gonna fall. Someone, please. A sheet, a ladder. Even that bloody toy trampoline I always trip over on the way home from the pub. Oh, stupid kids. Sorry if I shouted. Can't shout now. My throat feels so dry. Just the taste of warm, salty sweat. Please help. I'll change my ways. I promise. Who am I kidding?
At school, they told me how the Romans threw men into the arena to be eaten by lions or fight for their lives. Only to have another one thrown at you if you did survive.
What comes next? I can't hold on forever. No one wants to help a stupid man. I want to hold on, but my fingers feel like nothing. I can't feel them. They're stuck to the pipe. Perhaps I'll stay here forever.
I felt like one of those lions, waiting for the man to fall into my powerful jaw. I roared, but no one noticed. They were concentrating too hard on the man to give me any attention.
But now the pain is starting. I want to put them to my mouth, restore some life into them. But I know if I do it, it will have the opposite effect on the rest of me.
I tried to do it again.
I can't hold on.
But before the roar had time to come out of my mouth, the man let go.
I want to forget.
It must have been very fast, but it seemed to last forever. The landing was a lot quieter than I expected, though what I was expecting, I'm not sure. Still, I was just transfixed. Since it was quieter than I thought, I half expected the man to start smiling and to get up and just walk away. But as soon as I saw the blood leaking from him onto the pavement and into the hungry gutters and drain, I knew he was dead. A boy had teased me once so much that I threw a stone at him during playtime. The blood that came out of his head seemed petty to this, and he needed 5 stitches. He lived to tell the tale. I wonder if this man had a story to tell. I'll never get to tell it now. I heard the approaching sirens and we were all pushed away from him, but people were leaving anyway. The show was over and there was not going to be a second showing. The final scene I saw was the dark bag and his body being zipped up inside. After a brief pause, we carried on our hunt for shoes.
I want to forget.
I will never forget.
That was Fatal Fall, with Chris Rushbrook as the man and Rachel Sternberg as the girl. Written, directed and produced by Simon Rushbrook.